it's me saying it in this episode. I'll be talking about all of how I love to travel and how I got to the point where I can travel independently. And I always, growing up, I always spent time traveling with my mom. And I always did things with her and continue to do things with her and travel with her. And I got older, and then I still continue to do it. And after realizing and discovering myself what I'm capable of, when I first traveled independently when I'm a mother, when I went to Arizona and I caught the Amtrak and I caught the bus there, and it was such a wonderful experience, and I really enjoyed it, and it felt good being independent and doing it by myself. It also felt really good being able to do something for myself and have my own reservation for the hotels that I stayed at, and having my dinner and doing things by myself without having a whole lot of supports in place and not having any holdbacks or setbacks. And I felt good just being able to just get out there and just enjoy myself, and I felt mature, and I felt confident and strong about it, and I felt very smart about it, and I got a chance to meet lots of people, and I also got a chance to make friends, and I also got a chance to learn more about myself as a woman, and I also got a chance to do more thinking of what else I wanted to do and how I wanted to continue to travel and learn more skills to do more things independently as I continue to get older. And it felt, did not end up getting involved to do more traveling, and I ended up going to more states myself. And I also got a chance to travel to my passion events and my sport events and my performing arts events. I got a chance to do my music school independently. And I also got a chance to go to Nashville independently for 2 years in a row. And I also been to Alabama and Arkansas, Mississippi, Colorado, Utah, all over independently. And it feels really good. And that's myself living with my rare diseases and being disabled. I don't want to never depend on anyone. And I don't want to depend on my friends or my mom for me to be able to travel and do things myself. I want to learn all the living skills and independent skills I can do so I can continue to do things myself as I'm getting older and live life being independent in many, many ways. And I'm just very thankful and grateful that I can do it. And I know I have the determination to do it, and I have the drive to do it and the capability to do it. And I'm going to continue to do exactly that and just grow as I get older. And if you or you know someone that is dependent on someone for getting around, definitely try to do things, you know, independently, and do classes about it. There's college courses about independent living. You can learn from your parents, anybody who you're close with. You would definitely love being independent. Thanks for listening. Bye.